Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their mother. One past the gravy, bro.
What is going on, gang? It is past the gravy, bro. We are back for another Veto episode recap. And we're going to give you our week 12 power rankings on tonight's episode. Not a lot. I mean, I feel like there was a lot of game talk, but really, at the end of the day, nothing really came out of it.
Yeah.
There was, should I backdoor Siri? Nope, not going to do that. Okay, good. Glad we wasted all that time.
You remember how last season people said that, like, the way to, like convince Taylor to do anything was to just be, like, the last person who talked to her?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that not Jag?
Well, it's 100% Jag.
No, I'm going to say no.
It's, like, it's very much Jag.
I'm Team Jag.
Okay, but Jag, like, somebody talks to him and he's like, hey, maybe I'll backdoor this.
Jag Simmer. He simmers on ideas.
Oh, he simmers on bad ideas.
Yes. Who's going to win the game? Jag.
Is he?
If he can keep winning. Other than that, I mean, also I love to learn tonight that Blue is a comp threat, apparently.
Girl, oh my God, girl. Yeah, she is. Ooga Pooga or whatever she said.
Her edit tonight really set it up.
I hate her so much.
Where's the Olympian?
Honestly, just, yeah. Where has he been? Bonnie, I know that the whole...
Beat him.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I know that the whole, like, Matt Fields little bit today, and like, be like, it's another one of Sari's kids. She loves him so much. We should all love Matt. I can't stand him anymore. I cannot stand him. Where is he? It's a great question because it means not in front of my face. He's like on par with Cam now. Like, cannot. It is. He is, first of all, he's not as good as he thinks he is.
Yes.
Right.
And he's, it's like the, he's a recruit going into the game without knowing anything about the game and pretending like he knows everything there is to know and he's the best person that's ever played the game. Like, you're not. You're a rat. You're playing a rat game. You're playing Andy Heron's game and he played it better than you.
Yeah, it's just, it does get annoying in the DR sessions with him where he's like, you know, I really just gotta help Jag out. Jag's back. He's got to be hurting for Cammy the whole time, so I'm going to go out there and win. And he said that every single episode. Jag's now won 5 consecutive comps. I think 7 total comps this season. But 5 in a row, and Matt has not won anything.
Apparently, after the...
talking about it.
He, like, thinks that he should be a comp beast, and he thinks that he is a comp beast. And he, realistically, he should be, because he is a freaking Olympian. But he's not.
He's going back in some of the comments real fast. Polly wants to know, and she says, sorry if this was discussed already, but how is Jag allowed to win HOH when he won last week? Even said he wasn't allowed to win this week. So what the fuck, big brother? He was an invisible HOH, even though people knew who he was. So yeah, Todd says that.
But he was invisible HOH. Because when Claire was an invisible HOH, she couldn't win. She had to throw the comp the next week. She could not be HOH twice in a row when she was an invisible HOH. This is a bullshit. Sorry.
This is rigged for Jag.
It was rigged for Jag.
Helen was pushed. Matt said red. I mean, not Matt. What's his name? Corey.
Corey did say red. That was weird.
And we just brushed that off.
Yeah, we just pretended that didn't happen. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we had a lot of the talk about, like, Jag trusting Siri, who then kind of blew up her own game to him. Felicia just can't keep her mouth shut.
Or her pockets.
Or her pockets. We had a fully fat chicken thing. That was one of the highlights of my weekend when you sent me that clip of her doing that. It was even funnier. It was like slowly playing out like that.
Yeah.
Baked potato got me.
The baked potato was
pretty good. That one got me.
Laugh out loud. But it was so warm.
Like for all of, like, the shortcomings she had in her gameplay this episode, it was like she made up for it and just like
television gold.
Yeah, television.
Yeah.
And a gossip. I love Miss Felicia.
Miss Felicia's awesome. Has no chance to win, but
no, awesome. She's so convinced she does.
Glad she's hanging around.
Which she might get to the final three.
Right, but that doesn't mean she's gonna win. I think she loses to just about anybody unless somehow it's her and Bowie.
Mm.
And then Bowie, I think. I don't know. I don't know. Comp beast Bowie.
I mean, no, she came in
the whole time.
Didn't Bowie get up Cameron?
Didn't Bowie Bowie threw the comp. She wrote down.
Who did she beat for her HOH?
Getting out Cameron is a lot better than getting out Hysum.
Did she get out Cameron or did the house get out Cameron?
Okay, it was on her HOH. She gets credit for it.
Who did Felicia get?
I'm just saying, if she's up against Felicia at the end, she's, you know, I think Bowie's got it.
I don't think so. I think Felicia can speak better than Bowie, not because of the accent.
Wow, I was going to say, wow.
But because Felicia knows those people better than Bowie knows those people.
Yeah.
Bowie
is found in a room laying down by herself often.
I was disappointed to hear that she really thinks she is the final three with Jag and Matt.
Yeah, it makes me
sad. At this point, do they all not realize they all have final threes with each other?
Yeah, no, that's...
Felicia knows.
Sari knows, but like, I feel like everybody else is like, they betray me. You all have final threes. It's the end of Big Brother. You should all have deals with each other.
Yeah, and it's I love them getting worked up about somebody else having a potential deal with somebody. You do that too. But I did write down one thing about Bowie on my notes was she kept calling the crews from the veto comp the Humility Cruise. She kept calling it the Chris. Always trying to figure out this Chris. I was on the Chris. It was Chris. And I was like, what is she saying?
She just has more Chris than you.
That's not a knife. That's a cruise. What else do we have? We had a grilling segment. We really got grilling segments. Sari and Matt. Like, they've used some of those clips before, I feel like, throughout the season. But they really bad off. Then, I mean, the Felicia eating, like, forgetting she had fried chicken in her pocket was worth a little like, airtime. I was glad they showed that. But then the grilling segment was just, what are we doing?
No, I'll watch it.
Oh, just because Matt and Jag were shirtless? Matt was shirtless? I don't know. It just seemed like it went on a little long. It just seemed like it went on a little long. Where it was like, we're going to waste 5 minutes on
them. They got a
grill.
A Barbie.
That is the point in time where I did get up out and like left the room to go feed my dogs. I was like, I don't need to watch this part.
I didn't even put my notes.
They've had a grill in the house for a lot of seasons. I didn't realize they just didn't. I just figured they didn't use it.
I didn't. They have it.
Yeah, I thought they just didn't use it. I feel like they've had it in there before. I guess I thought that it was just kind of tucked behind the outside pool table and like where the washer is outside.
So there was that one season they had like sushi grade tuna that they were just fucking throwing on a grill and just charring to death.
Was it Jackson?
And it was Jackson season. It was Jackson season. No, because he was too busy eating watermelon probably, but he had to have like 100,000 calories to keep his gains going.
Hey, you know where people eat watermelon? Barbecues.
That's true. Good point. He's probably eating around the barbecue. Yeah. But yeah, like they were just like wasting sushi grade tuna where it was like, what are we doing here? Yeah, so that was a big part of the show. And then we go back to Blue and just like her DRs, just like Emma said in the beginning. The downfall. I'm so happy that she's getting the downfall and she's getting the edge. She's getting this girl. Oh my God, girl. Girl, like, hey, girl. Girl. Has she said girl that often? Or is this just something she's really ramping up? I don't know. I feel like it's really sticking out to me a lot more.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think she's getting cocky.
Yeah. Girl, 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 girl. Booga, booga. I'm like, okay, boo. Oddy body 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 body. It's Mimi with the oddy body body. Like, shut up.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Her evil laugh and then Jaghat. Like, totally spooked by it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see her go. She can go play with America's boyfriend.
Yeah. She's so, so excited to figure that. It makes me very happy that she's going to be. I mean, hopefully, as long as Jack's plan goes according to plan.
Yeah, I love the fact really that, spoiled. Like, she fucked over America, who tried to help her out and was like, hey, by the way, you're a target. And then she fucked her over. And now it's just like, I hope it comes back to bite her in the ass. So she walks in that jury house and is like, so I was the target. You're right.
So it was me.
It was me, and I should have worked with you in America because it was.
I feel like she won't say that. She'll be like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's an absolute.
I don't know what happened.
Girl, oh my God, girl.
I feel like just getting Taylor Swift era. Hi, it's me. Like, I'm the problem. It's me. Hi. Like,
but no, because the double action will happen, and whoever comes right behind her, she'll be just blaming it on them or something. Like, if it is America, she won't even be humbled. She'll be like, good.
Yeah.
I saw this coming. Yeah. I did this.
She's going to talk shit to Corey and the whole
I sacrificed myself so America
to get
could leave.
You out.
So it's really me doing this. I'm really the winner, even though I'm not the winner.
Yeah. She's the problem.
Let's go back in the chat. Summer. We're saying, Mundo says, nice shirt, Emma. She's wearing her Taylor Swift Eras Tour shirt. Summer says, at this point in the game, who are the most likely to make it to the final three?
Jag had his way. Jag, Matt,
I mean,
Felicia.
Jag wins if
Matt
he gets to the end.
His way. Matt, Jag, Suri.
I would imagine Jag and Matt are obviously the best two. And then still Bowie. I feel like those are the three most likely to get to the end because they're going to just get dragged there. And I think that America is a very real threat to get to a final three, not to win. But like there's the most likely to get to the final three, like Jag and Matt, and then.
I don't think they're going to get there together. I think one of them is going in the double.
Yeah.
Who wins the HOH?
It has to be Matt if it's one of
them. Not Jack. Unless they're going to make him let him win it a third week in a row.
He can't. That's all. I mean, he knows he can't do that this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, unless it is America
it
or Matt that does it.
On how Suri is feeling the day of the double. If she can grab a hold of Matt and convince him to turn on Jack, it goes in the double.
She
but
can.
It's not going to be Matt's idea. It's not going to be Matt's doing. It's going to be Suri. Puppeting Matt because he doesn't love her.
But I think that, like, were any of the girls to win, I think Jag and Matt are going up together.
I think if anybody that's not Matt.
And I think Bowie gets Suri and Felicia out.
God. Right, because Suri's not putting Matt up.
Gosh. No, yeah, but I think they're all going after, except for Bowie, I think they're all going after Matt and Jag.
But I think Suri's going after Jag, won't put up Matt, will put up like Felicia.
No, I think she'd put up Matt like, so he doesn't veto him.
I don't want to veto.
But yeah, he's going to.
But they all have to play.
Yeah, they have to play, and Jag's won all the comps, so like he's going
to
win another one.
So they
one.
Would have to backdoor Jag.
No, but he has to play anyway.
Jag's surviving.
They would have to put Matt and Jag up together. Otherwise, one of them's going to win the veto. And if you don't put them up together, then they're going to take the other one off. Danielle just asked when the last time America came close to winning was. She got third, I think, in the HOH. It was like Suri came in second, and America was really close to winning. I think America... Yeah, I think she was... From what I saw, obviously, they're talking about...
Always on the upper, not in the top three, but not in the bottom three, I feel like.
She's low. Yeah, she's like...
Middle rider.
Four.
Or yeah. Like really good at the pressure cooker.
Also, she give them more puzzles. Like they like in the first night, she beasted that puzzle.
That's true. But then the we very first the risk night, Felicia winning.
Well, like honestly, there's been a lot of hate on how like oh this the comps are too physical. It's not fair. This all only favors people like Jag. Like I feel like
there's an Olympian in there.
Right, yeah. But like in his run, like he's won mental comps. He's been pretty well rounded in what he's won. And I get that some of the even the mental comps, like the it's HOA like they have to run more. And the comics was okay. Well, like there's a little bit more physicality.
This one yeah. Mental.
Right, but like this one was something that like I thought that anybody could win, and Felicia looked lost.
Yeah.
And for like that being her strength is like, well, if it's a mental comp, you know, it's not fair to people like Felicia. She can't compete as physically as he can. Okay, well, this is the comp that she could compete in, and she didn't do it. So like the shortcomings of like people like Felicia and the non, I mean, basically everybody but Jag, when you're trying to come up with excuses, and I get that like, yeah, the comps are more physical, but that's because they're feeding into the challenge right now, and they're going to have to make sure that you can do that when they're recruiting you to do that. They're like, it's not a Big Brother. It's still kind of Big Brother. It's still kind of Big Brother because, like, if you were smart, you'd just get the comp people out.
Well, also, like, the iconic brother comps are physical.
Yeah, like the wall comps. And stuff. Well, there's too many of them. There used to be, like, two. It's like, they didn't get better at it.
Yeah, well, and, like, isn't the first part of the final HOH, isn't that in maybe not physical, but like endurance for the longest time? They have to like sit on a ball that like ran into a wall and then was like dropped down and dragged through something. And then it was like constantly that.
And then a day's puzzle. And then.
The scales have not been. It's like a what the bleep is usually kind of what it is.
Yeah, or like having to run and then do mental. Like that one where they had to do the roller coaster and they had to run through the line.
Yeah. I think that like Jag's gotten some unnecessary hate being like, well, it's kind of rigged in his favor. And it's like, I mean, Matt, again, could easily.
Yeah.
The Olympian guy could probably win some comps too.
You would say.
Jag's not the big guy. Like, he's the big guy, but like, also, I feel like he's the same size as America. Is he not short? I feel like he's short.
Jag?
I think Big Brother and Survivor are both good, and, like, you don't have to be, like, you can have a Jonathan that we had a couple seasons ago in Survivor that's just a giant human being and able to just beast comps that are physical like that. You could have a Jackson who's just kind of yoked and can beast any physical comp like that. But then you can also get the Michaels from last season. And you can get the Cams from this season.
And
then the Jags, where it's like, there's people that you can be good at. Like I always say Emma would crush it at any of these like games, where if you're playing like the Plinko and stuff like that, maybe not the wall comps, but I could see you doing that because you can distribute your weight well. I think you can do like, you're really good at that stuff. So I think it plays into favor of people that are good at like solving stuff like that. It's like physicality does come into it for an extent, but you can only guarantee yourself maybe two wins. If it's just based on physical ability at that point. So, like, I think that maybe they've been trending more physical, but they're just trying to ramp that up a little bit. That's just how the game's going to be. It's not broken.
It's true, but, like,
you're
going to
talk broken, the fucking twists are what breaks the game.
Jeff is always like, really heavy box, this really heavy snake, this really heavy cage. They never say that about anything on Big Brother. It's like,
do.
Yeah. Chris Pray.
And now you're wet out. Doing it.
That's true. In Survivor, they did just have to literally carry a cage.
Yes.
Literally carry a whole
hold your breath, go underwater, unlock this, bring up this yeah. weight.
The bamboo had holes in it, the school water.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think it's rigged in his favor. I think that it was bullshit that he could play for HOH or that he could win HOH.
We'll see, yeah.
But, like, because, like, realistically what they could have done is it could have been an individually timed comp and just been like, oh, you don't actually do it. And nobody knows.
It yeah. Wasn't it?
No, we're all racing. Whoever did the...
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. But, yeah, that would have been the perfect one to do. Because that was yeah. a really good HOH comp. I really like HOH. For as much shit as we've had over, like, the weird competitions yeah. and yeah. just them doing nothing, like, that was a good one to be like, this is kind of unique, and it's another matching one.
Yeah.
Production just loves matching things.
Also,
they're really good. It's easy.
I don't know. But, yeah, they could have easily done that, and then he could have thrown it and been like, yeah, it wasn't me, but.
Okay. Speaking of competitions, I have a question about this veto and things like it. Because so in BD Comics, a lot of times they throw the comics out on the floor and like do it like that before they put them up on the wall. Were they not allowed to do that with the thing with the veto today? Because I would have absolutely sat my ass down.
Yeah.
Pulled out all the things and be like, all right, yeah, that one's first. This one. And like just sorted like that. And then be like, boop, 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 boop.
I feel like they get a sample or like someone does it for them, but like tells them the rules. And that was it. Like pull them out, put them up, look like the tips. Like maybe they read the card and they're like,
put them all up so you can see them.
Like, same with when they were spinning in the chair and they were all like closing their eyes and no one was doing the point thing or the. You know,
oh yeah, stupid as hell.
When one person says to do it, they just go.
I think that because like looking back at the HOH, like I was yeah. confused as shit watching the HOH comp when like they were just like rando guests, like Blue's strategy. Like I'm just gonna hope that I'm like lucky girly. Oh my god, girl, pow pow pow, kitty kitty purr. Like she was just like randomly like guessing and just hoping that it hit, and it didn't, obviously. But like, I kept telling him, I was like, why don't you just go memorize one and be like, okay, this is that. Done. Boom. They were like, oh, that might be this. This kind of reminded me of this. This kind of like, just do one at a time. Like, if everybody's rushing around,
it gets their mind like, oh, everyone's going so fast. I think, I need to go so fast.
Yeah. And I think that like,
they all think
they're not great at processing stuff like that. And in previous seasons, you've had the people that would have laid it out like that.
They think they're smarter than they are.
Now they're not at that point. This isn't that cast.
Memorize 27 teeth on 5 skulls.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I was thinking about it while I was watching it, and I was like, I know it wouldn't be fun for, like, an audience of any kind, because I don't even think that I'd, like, lay them down. I think that I would just pull them all out and, like, sit down and, like, file them in their order and then go put them up. But
right,
like
putting them up, they're so far apart.
Yeah. So do it all real close together.
Yeah. I don't.
It was a bold strategy. Bold strategy to just not do that.
I mean, Jag knocked it out.
He did. And it just, maybe he's not the best at like memorization stuff. He's just better than everybody else. And that's at this point in the game, that's what you gotta be.
Well, I think also he kind of, with how he just like threw everything up at the beginning, he kind of got lucky and most of them were in the right order in the first place.
I think a lot of that plays into it too. Like, I mean,
yeah. Luck.
Exactly. Although the stuff with the dentist one, HOH comp, was wild because it only showed us which ones were wrong. Like, that would be incredibly frustrating to know that you were wrong, but not which ones were wrong.
That's the same thing with this.
But, like,
it's the same thing with that like one BD was a lot more
complicated. You could just look at it right there. Yeah. Instead of having, like, fuck, I gotta run, but, like, which one am I going to run to check? Is it this one or all of them? Or
yeah.
And then, like, when somebody would move one, it would say ruin the other one. It's like, it was kind of easy to see, like, a progression in this one as opposed to, like, I gotta go around and find the other skull.
There was no extra frames. Like, there were extra teeth.
Yeah.
don't know. Not the worst week of stuff, but it's pretty simple to just do the picture magic.
I mean, it's a lot easier watching from home.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Linda true wants to know how long it took Felicia.
We want to know how long it took Felicia too.
Yeah, it didn't even show her finish.
Do you think she
usually it shows them hit the bell? She just pulls it out. Out of her like legging.
She's like, I'm gonna go hit the bell and you guys just use that.
Salami.
I'm not doing it. Yeah, I'm gonna go snack.
Love that for her.
I feel like that's about all we had from tonight's episode. I mean, Jag with the veto doesn't use it.
We got to see that Ceree does have a chip. I can't believe she's gone this whole season without being picked. That's
right.
That's true. I wish Bean was in here so he could tell us if that has ever happened before.
That was pretty wild.
I don't think it has.
I also did just see somebody took the like stills of Felicia taking the Oreo out of her pocket and they replaced it with Ceree's chip. It was in her pocket the whole time.
I was like all that was on at the end of the episode. That's all I saw on Big Brother Twitter.
Yeah.
While you do that, let's hop into the week 12 power rankings. Again, there's not really any spoiler alerts. As far as we know, like that's still kind of the plan right now. Like we got Waffle Wednesday tomorrow, so things could change. Unless Ceree really gets into Jag's head and is like, hey, let's go after America. I feel like it's probably going to be Blue going on Thursday. And then we get the double. And then hopefully some real shit goes down.
Yeah. I mean, there were some conversations that I think would potentially have some outcomes that would be more interesting. But I don't know. We're not spoiler alert yet.
Yeah,
like it would be. Alert. I don't know.
I want to know.
We're not spoiler alert. All right. Throw it up.
Mute it. Don't leave, guys.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Okay, so I was saying that, like, Felicia and Ceree were talking about, like, they don't want to do Jag's dirty work and vote against Blue. And so if Matt and Bowie vote Blue out and they vote America out, then Jag would have to break the tie and get the blood on his hands. Because he's like, at this point, he can play it off like, oh, you are just a pawn. I'm so sorry. Pawns go home. But like, he's been targeting her for 2 weeks in a row and she, like, that would piss her off. That he has terrible jury management. Don't blindside your top three allies.
Yeah, that's why it's like weird that he just continuously wins. It's like, I get you want to like hold the power at a certain point, but like,
no,
you're just painting yourself into a corner by targeting everybody else after you just keep doing that. And like, now you got people coming for you. I mean, I think it doesn't really, at this point, if Jag gets to the end, he wins, I think.
But I think you play that into Blue's flattery. Like, Blue, I have to evict you because you're a comp beast. You'd be like, girl, me? Yeah. I love that.
That's fair. You should. I would have taken it all, girly pop.
Right?
Girly pop.
He's smart to do that.
He's
a smooth talker, kind of.
Yeah, I just... I think it'd be interesting. I don't think that he needs it. I think that it's going to come out no matter what. Like, he's blindsiding all of his people.
I would love to see his goodbye message to her. Because if he owns up to it, then great. If he doesn't,
that would be really funny if his goodbye message was like, oh man, I don't know what happened. And he has to break the tie.
It really kind of good.
That it's like, no, let's hold it.
We would have to warn him, right? Maybe two.
I don't know.
No, that would be great.
It would be good. I mean, this season is so unanimous with everything. I don't think it'll really happen. But like, it's kind of a good move.
Yeah, it should
especially
happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. especially for Felicia and Sarit, who I don't think they care who goes home. They could keep either one of them and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
well, who wants to go first on power rankings?
You don't even have yours written down.
I have them in my phone.
Oh.
I can go first because I feel like at this point it's just naming five people in the house and I don't know
how. I mean, two of them are on the block and there's five others. So, like, that's an easy way to make up the list.
That's exactly how I got them. So, the people on the block aren't in mine. And then. And number five, I have Felicia, because, like, nobody believes what she's saying. I don't know. She's not a threat. Nobody listens to her, I guess, except until right now when apparently she told Jag that Matt was talking to Sari about targeting him in the double. But I don't know if he actually believes her, because I haven't watched the video of his reaction when she left. But
fried chicken.
Nobody listens to her. Honestly.
Yeah.
But when she does tell the truth, like the thing about Sari saying that, like, Sari telling everybody about Blue, he and Matt were talking about it later, and they were like, if she really told Blue, then don't you think Blue would be freaking out? It's like, she sure the fuck did tell Blue, and Blue just
is Blue.
Don't care.
Pretty kitty purr.
Yeah, and four, I have Bowie, cuz. Because she's not on the block, and I think they maybe listen to her more than they listen to Felicia. At three, I have Jag, because they think that he is becoming a big target. Dumb as hell to win two HOHs in a row. Like, it shouldn't have happened. Like, it shouldn't have been able to happen. But, like, also, don't let it happen yourself, dumbass.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. For two, I have Matt. And for one, I have Sari. Because honestly, she's gonna win if nobody takes her out. Like, and it doesn't sound like people want to take her out.
Oh, it's not even anybody's thought right now, except for Jag initially tonight. Yeah. But it's like, that's gone.
And it wasn't even because she was a threat. It was because he thought she told Blue.
And she's somewhat.
I mean, she did tell Blue. They should target her, but, like, she's not. Yeah, so I have three, Matt, Jack, Bowie, Felicia.
Solid. I'll go next. I have similar rankings. I got Bowie at five. I don't know. Like, I get that, like, Felicia, like, they don't trust her, but she can stir up enough shit sometimes that, like, who knows? Like, maybe she's and, like, it gets her to the end, and they're like, I don't know if we're going to vote for you to win, but, like...
Where do you see that? Where have you ever seen her stir anything?
Going to Jag and then getting Jag on Sari, even though it didn't end up being anything. It was like, she can, like... I'll take one of those right now where you get the right person to, like, not believe they're one, and then, like, you're their one at that spot. So, like, I don't know.
I think
Bowie doesn't necessarily have the ability to, like, flip-flop on somebody.
As much as,
like, Felicia does.
Because Bowie doesn't talk to anyone.
I thought you meant Bowie could stir it up. So I was like, no.
So I'm saying, like, Bowie's five, Felicia's four. Okay. That's why I have Felicia ahead.
Yeah.
As, like, Allison, Felicia, then Bowie. Spoiler, so my logic was, like, chaos.
To my power rankings, I have that same ranking. Like, that order. Because
Felicia has the ability to cause chaos, and kind of make people shuffle. Bowie, I think, is going to go with it no matter what. So,
Bowie thinks she's locked in. Felicia knows she's not locked in.
Right.
That's fair.
That's 5-4.
I think they want Felicia out more than they want Bowie out. But
I agree. But I think Felicia could like scramble and figure something out more likely than like Bowie. If it was like Bowie, you're going home. I don't think
Felicia could win a over Bowie.
No, Bowie's a copyist.
Okay.
I mean, I said. Todd says Felicia stirs the pot by not holding back anything. Her and Matt and Bowie are all 100% honest to the game, which is terrible. Even though Felicia kind of lied a little bit, like.
Does she know that she lied, though?
No. I love Felicia. No. That's true. You're just manipulating. Ashley says, yeah, it's just a game of telephone. So, like, what you're telling somebody, if it's somebody else's lie to you, then it's the truth.
But she's also aware of that and will use that to her advantage.
So, I have Bowie at 5, Felicia at 4. Number 3, I got Matt. I would have put Jag. Again, you're saying why Jag is behind Matt for you. It's just like, I don't like, how do you not give it to Jag if he gets to the end? I get that like the jury management is piss poor, but like, you'd be like, he won a million fucking comps and had to get there to the end.
He was also evicted unanimously.
He was also evicted unanimously and came out and like had the time to like get all the way back. So like, I don't know.
Everyone's talking. Well,
I'll wait. No, I get that. I just got Jag at 2.
Yeah.
Just because of like, the comp wins he's got.
No, I got it, yeah.
He doesn't make decisions. He talks a bunch. He plays the Andy Heron game, which wins. But right now, it's like, I don't respect that game as much as I do respect Jags, where even though it's dumb, he's just kind of winning everything. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. If he keeps this going, then he's going to win. And then number one is Suri, because Suri's going to win, because Jag's probably not going to make it to the final three, and then Suri's gonna be sitting there like, well, hey, she kind of navigated all of this. She was in charge in the beginning. She laid low when she had to lay low. But now look at her. Suri's gonna win. We're gonna be like, damn it, Suri won. Why did they not get Suri out? So Suri, Jag, Matt, Felicia, Bowie, and my five.
I'm gonna go against the grain. All right. Number 5, I have Bowie.
I know.
4, Felicia. I'm putting Suri at 3. I don't think she's going to win. I think Jags.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Jag's not going in the double. He's going to win that veto. He's going to save himself. And then it comes down to just who's going to win. And Matt's due. I feel like Matt will. I don't know. I just can't really see Suri saving herself and like winning out. I could see her being like Matt, Jag, and Suri in the final three. And then if Matt wins that final HOH, I think he takes Suri. But I think it's Jag's game to like lose. Like he's holding all the sand and it's kind of like slipping through. But it all depends on the next couple weeks, next 2 weeks.
But he's doing this and he's catching the sand and then he's catching the sand. I think like
his. Final speech would be way more impressive than Cerise. Cerise already won something. Cerise had her chance. Jack came up here. He was an idiot in the beginning. He was an idiot in the middle. He was an idiot at the end. And here he is. Like, I had to win. I won. I beat you all.
I had to win, and I did.
And, okay, so that's Cerise at 3. That's why she's at 3, and that's why I have Matt at 2, because Matt has the power to either stick with this guy, the Miniman, or bring Suri, and I think he loses to Suri. I think he loses to Jack. But he's integral in who gets to the end. So he has more power, I think, than Suri, because Suri's laying low right now.
Yeah.
Number one, we have Jag. Jag's going to win.
Unless he does.
Unless he doesn't. But.
Right. But yeah, I mean, if he gets to the end, it's hard to not give it to him, I think.
Sorry, I just had to think about. Because I was like, man, who would have thought? Because, like, Jag is, Alex, you grab Jag in the draft. And I was like, oh, like, we were laughing about that. And then I was thinking about, like, who's still in the draft that's mine? And the answer is Bowie in the
draft. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? My last man standing is Blue.
Is Blue?
Yeah. Oh, and Pat is still in it.
Pat's still
because Pat just got Suri.
Yeah.
Hasn't been on one episode. Just got Suri.
Oh, and Chris is Felicia.
Chris has been on exactly and one Matt. Episode.
That one.
You're not allowed to win the draft.
What a turn. What a twist.
Who do you have left, Alex? Do you only have Jag left?
I just have Jag. I had Cameron and Cameron. And like for a while though, looking at that, like Cameron and Jag looked like I was just dead because like,
oh yeah,
they both got evicted. And then
why is the most people left and it's Bowie?
We all have one.
No, I have two.
Oh, he has, yeah. Oh, shit. You're right.
America's still in there.
I got America and Bowie. Who does Chris have? Chris has Felicia and who?
Felicia and Matt.
Matt.
Oh, Matt. He took Matt. Okay.
He got Matt in the third round. I took Jag second.
I don't know. I don't think this is in order.
Oh. Well, never mind. But, yeah. That was a solid...
Bowie is who's taken me the furthest.
This guy thought.
Fucking Bowie, baby.
Fucking Bowie Jane.
Fucking Jane. Well, that's it, guys. I guess that's all we got for y'all tonight. We will be back on Thursday with our double eviction recap. Maybe we're going to get a little bit of excitement back in this game, huh? We're winding things down. We're going to have some weird scheduling.
No episodes next week.
Weird scheduling for sure. If we're not going to do a Sunday episode, then no Tuesday, Wednesday, because we will be in Mexico. So that's not going down. But then we'll be back for finale week. So
when it counts.
Yeah.
And if a bunch of crazy shit goes down, I'll make sure we do a Sunday one, just because that'll be the only one of the week.
Let's do the giant one.
Trying to see, but it's noon, so we can maintain that.
Well.
We can maintain that. We'll see. That is, when I say we'll do it, that means the episode, they'll push it back and the episode will start at 11:30 our time. We'll be like, cool. We'll go live at 1 a.m. But
no.
We will be live after the Thursday double eviction. We're recapping the two evicted house guests and talking about what we think is going to be the final end game of this season that is, thank God, coming to an end.
Honestly,
we're in the 80s of days right now. We have been watching this, and I'm kind of ready for it. I'm getting to that point, I'm ready for it to wrap up. But
I feel like it's fun. By
not me. We'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're listening, don't forget you can watch us on YouTube and join in on the conversation like Summer and Andrew and Todd and Ashley and Linda and Danielle and Josh and all you guys in the chat have been doing. And Natalie, you can join us on our YouTube channel. Make sure you go and subscribe. We want to keep getting the subscribers to there. Go and if you're watching us, go subscribe on our wherever you listen to podcasts. Click play on both. Help us get those numbies up. I'm at Alex J Middleton on all socials. Allison is at Almar7490 on Instagram and at Affable Allison on Twitter. Emma's at Little EM Tweets on Twitter and at Emma Log on Instagram. And we are at Past Gravy Bro on all socials. Please give us all follows. If you would be so kind, we'll talk to you guys on Thursday after a little bit. And until then, that's Big Brother.
Big Brother, it's Big Brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their brother. I'm Past the Gravy Bro.